Kulamasonto azayo umfundisi uNkululeko Dlamini uzofundisa iseries ya 4 weeks. So ke namhlanje nje ngishumayela intshumayelo emiyodwa. Ngifisa ukukhuluma ngamandla kaMoya Ngcwele. Cela sivule encwadini yezenzo kuchapter 1. Siqokisiwe amandla. Siqokisiwe amandla. Amandla lawo kufanele asinikeze isibindi empini yethu nesono. Amandla futhi kufanele asinikeze isibindi ekusebenzeleni uNkulunkulu. Encwadini yezenzo kuchapter 1 ngifuna ukufunda ke kusukela kuverse 4 kuya lapha kuverse 9. Kwathi esahleli nabo wabayala ukuba bangamuki eJerusalema kodwa balindele isithembiso sikaYise abasizwe ngaye ngokuba uJohani wayebhapathisa ngamanzi kodwa nina niza kubhapathiswa ngomoya ongcwele zingakadluli izinsuku eziningi. Labo ababebuthene lapho bambuza bathi, Nkosi, uzobuyisela yini umbuso ku-Israyeli ngalesi sikhathi na? Wathi kubo, akusikho kwenu ukwazi iyikhathi noma imzuzu ubaba akumisileyo ngamandla akhe. Kepha nizakwamukeliswa amandla uMoya Ongcwele esefikile phezu kwenu, nibe ngofakazi bami eJerusalema, eJudiya lonke naseSamariya kuze kube sekugcineni komhlaba. Kwathi sekushilo lokho wakhushulwa bebuka ifu lamsusa emehlweni abo. Kepha nizakwamukeliswa amandla uMoya Ongcwele esefikile phezu kwenu bese niba ngofakazi bami. UJesu amazwi akhe, amanye amazwi akhe okugcina lawa ekhuluma nabafundi bakhe, siwaqoshelwe futhi ngoba amazwi aqondene nathi. Ubathembisa ukwamukeliswa amandla uma uMoya Ongcwele esefikile phezu kwabo. Bazonikezwa amandla, khona amandla akade bengenawo uMoya Ongcwele engakafiki. Okuzothi uMoya Ongcwele mayesefikile phezu kwabo babe nawo. Khona izinto abakade bengakwazi ukuzenza uMoya Ongcwele engakafiki, okuzothi mayesefikile phezu kwabo uMoya Ongcwele bakwazi ukuzenza, bazokwamukeliswa amandla. Uma upheqa ngale kuLuke chapter 24, ngithi ngale ngoba kahle kahle uLuke amayibhala uLuke lobhala incwadi yezenzo kodwa mayibhala wabhala ivangeli likaLuke, wathi kanje u-full stop evangelini laLuke, wasigoqa iscroll wasibeka eceleni, wadonsa esinye iscroll wathi izenzo chapter 1. Iy'ncwadi zombili ezabhalwa uyena futhi ivolume eyodwa, amavolume amabili encwadi neyodwa le. Mawufunda kuLuke 24 uthola amanye amagama aqhubeka akhuluma ngayo yona lento uLuke ayishoyo laphana yokwamukeliswa amandla. Kuverse 45 uthi wayeseyivula imiqondo yabo ukuze bayiqonde imibhalo. Wathi kubo, kulotshiwe kanje ukuthi uKristu uza kuhlupheka avuke kwabafileyo ngosuku lwesithathu, kushunyayelwe egameni lakhe ukuphenduka kube ngokuthethelelwa kwezono eyizweni zonke, kuqalwe eJerusalema. Nina ke ningofakazi balezinto. Sengiyathumela kini isithembiso sikaBaba, kodwa hlalani emzini iJerusalema lelo nize nembathiswe amandla avela phezulu. Hlalani emzini leli dolobha nize nembathiswe amandla avela phezulu. Nizakwamukeliswa amandla uma uMoya Ongcwele esefikile phezu kwenu. Lindani nize nembathiswe ngamandla. Jesu bathembisa ukwamukeliswa amandla ubethembisa ugqokiswa amandla njengengubo abafundi bakhe. Amen. Ileyo nto ke bangcwele engifuna ukukhuluma ngayo namhlanje, ngifuna sikhumbuzane ngalamandla uNkulunkulu asesinikeze wona, ngalamandla esiwagqokile njengengubo. Kwezinye izikhathi siyawakhohlwa. Umuntu uyakhohlwa ukuthi ugacile, uhlomile la unesibhamu. Angaze abanjwe inkunzi yaphucwe yonke into anayo, ethuswa njengempama. Asufana nokuhlephula ngempama unethela iPhone. Athuka umuntu ayidedele ifoni, akhohlwe ukuthi ugacile la esikhulu isibhamu. Kuyenzeka nakanjalo kubazalwane. Bathuke makufika izilingo ibhube silibhodla. Athuka umzalwane angezonweni, athuka umzalwane angamsebenzeli uNkulunkulu ngoba uyalibala noma akakazezwe, uyakhohlwa amandla uNkulunkulu amnikeze wona. Siyakwamukeliswa amandla. Umoya ongcwele esefikile, niyakwembathiswa amandla. Amandla amaningi kokukhulunywa ngawo kanjalo. Yabona mase kuthiwa uwambethe amandla njengengubo. Kusuke kuwamandla amaningi lawo, akusilo iconsi lamandla elisephaketheni, amandla agcwele kuwena okumele ngabe ukwazi ukwenza izinto ezinkulu ngawo. Ngaphambi kokuthi ngikhulume ngalezinto ezinkulu ezenziwa yilamandla, ngifuna ukubala ezimbili zazo. Kodwa ngifuna uqale ngibuze umbuzo wokuthi ngoba isithembiso kusobala la ukuthi sidirectwe kubapostoli. Khuluma nabapostoli ababe u-11 ngalesikhathi, babezokhetha omunye uMathias replace uJudas babe u-12. Umbuzo engifuna ukubuza ukuthi siya-applya yini nakuthina esingesibona abapostoli. Ku-right yini ukuthi ngithathe lamagama ukuthi nizwakwamukeliswa amandla umoya ongcwele esefikile, nizombathiswa ngamandla, ngiwa-applaye kulona lonke ibandla, ngingawa-applaye nje kuphela kubapostoli. Ikhona i-argument maqondana naleyo nto leyo. Uma uzwa kuthiwa kunamabandla a-Pentecostal na-charismatico, kuyayithiwe ngezulu amabandla kamoya, igama elingekho-ke right. Ngoba ithini amabandla kamoya? Esihamba ngezwi likamoya ingcwele. Kodwa kuyakuthiwa amabandla kamoya, amabandla aPentecostal afundisa wona ukuthi umzalwane uyasindiswa bese ngelinye ilanga mhlambe ngokuthandaza kwakhe nokumfuna uNkulunkulu bese yagcwaliswa ngamandla kamoya ingcwele, noma angagcwaliswa ngamandla kamoya ingcwele. So khona abantu abasindisiwe kodwa abangawatholile lamandla uJesu akhuluma ngawo. Khona abantu abasindisiwe abangambathisiwe amandla kamoya engcwele. Kukhona amabandla afundisa kanjalo. Thina sibona sengathi isithembiso lesi esi-applya kuthina sonke njengabazalwane. Sani kunikeze izizathu ezimbalwa nje ezenza siyikholwe leyo nto. Okokuqala, uJesu uthi mayikhuluma ngalamandla lapho kuverse 5 kwizenzo chapter 1. Uthi ngokuba uJohane wayebhabhatisa ngamanzi, kodwa nina niza kubhabhatiswa ngomoya ongcwele zingakadluli iy'nsuku ey'ningi. UJohane wayebhabhatisa wonke umuntu owayeza ephenduka ngesikhathi ebhabhatisa lapha eJordani. Ngakho njengoba uJohane wayenze njalo, bese lamandla ukunikezwa kwawo kufaniswa nombhabhatiso kaJohane, ngicathi kukhomba ukuthi nabo bonke abaphendukayo beze kuJesu bayobhabhatiswa ngomoya engcwele. Abekho babeza kuJohane bahambe bengabhabhatisiwe. Abekho nabeza kuJesu bahambe bengabhabhatisiwe ngomoya engcwele. Bonke abantu abasindisiwe, bonke abantu abaphendukele ezonweni zabo bazalwa ngokusha, bayabhabhatiswa ngamandla kamoya engcwele. Futhi mawubuka laphana kuverse 6, abafundi uma beyizwa into yokubhabhatiswa ngomoya ongcwele bayi-associate nendaba yokubuyiswa kombuso ku-Israyeli. Bathi kuverse 6 bambuza bathi, Nkosi, uzowubuyisela yini umbuso ku-Israyeli ngalesi sikhathi na? Ngoba kukhona into ababeyazi eyayiprofethiwe, yaprofethwa umprofethi uHezekiyeli kuchapter 36. Noma ungavulanga ikufundele nje, wayi-associate indaba yokuthulwa komoya engcwele nokubuyiswa kombuso ku-Israyeli uNkulunkulu ezo establisha umbuso wakhe. Noma uJesu batshela ukuthi akusikho kwena ukwazi izikhathi, kodwa sathi khona isiprofeti sasiveza lokho, yingakho babembuza uJesu. Leso siprofetho-ke sasiveza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzowuthulula kuwona wonke u-Israyeli umoya wakhe ongcwele, okuveza ukuthi kubona bonke abantwana bakhe. Mangifundela uHezekiel 36 uverse 22, ngalokho yisho kuyo indlu yakwa-Israyeli uthi, isho kanje inkosi uSimakade ithi, angikwenzi lokhu ngenxa yenu nina ndlu yakwa-Israyeli, kepha ngenxa yegama lami elingcwele enihlambalazileyo eyizweni lapho benikade nikhona. Athi verse 25, ngiyakunifafaza ngamanzi acwebe cuwene, nihlambuluke, nginihlambulule kukho konke ukungcola kwenu nakuzo zonke iyithombe zenu. Ngiyakunika inhliziyo entsha, ngifake umoya omusha eyibilini zenu, ngiyikhiphe inhliziyo yetshe emzimbeni yenu, nginike inhliziyo yobuntu, ngiyakufaka umoya wami eyibilini zenu, ngenze ukuba nihambe ngeyimiso zami, niyakuyigcina izehlulelo zami futhi nizenze, niyakuhlala ezweni enganinika okhokho benu, nibe ngabantu bami, mina ngibe nguNkulunkulu wenu. Abafundi bakaJesu babesazi lesiprofethi, isiprofethi esikhomba isikhathi sokufika kukaMesiya nokuthi kuyokwenzakalani. UNkulunkulu uthembisa u-Israyeli ukuthi uyobaguqula, uyoqala bahlambulula xona izono zabo, kungathi ubahlambulula ngamanzi acwebile, bese yabaguqula banikeza iy'nhliziyo ezintsha nomoya omusha, wathi uyofaka kubona umoya wakhe. Uma uJesu ekhuluma ngokufika kukamoya ongcwele bezobhabhatiswa ngaye, abafundi bakaJesu bakhumbula lesi siprofetho lesi, sebeyabuza ukuthi manje uHezekiyeli wayethe nje kuverse 28, niyakuhlala ezweni engalinika okhokho benu, nibe ngabantu bami, mina ngibe uNkulunkulu wenu. Nokunye okuningi okulandelayo uma uqhubeka naleso siprofetho, okuveza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyobuyisa impumelelo ka-Israyeli, aphinde abagone babe ngabantu bakhe abenze baphumelele, kuveza umbuso uNkulunkulu ayezowakha ka-Israyeli. Bathi bona-ke, njengoba uthi uyosinika umoya ongcwele manje, ingabe sekuyisona leso sikhathi. Into engifuna uyibone mina ukuthi la abakhotha khona ila okwakuthiwe yonke indlu kwa-Israyeli izothola umoya ongcwele, bonke ababantwana bakaNkulunkulu bazothola umoya ongcwele. Ngakho lesiyasithembiso esabo bonke abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Niyayizwa leyo nto bathandwa? Barong abaPentecostal mabethi kukhona umuntu ozelwe ngokusha kodwa ongabhabhatisiwe ngomoya ongcwele. Isithembiso esethu sonke kanye nabantwana bethu. Enye into engenza ngibe naleso siqiniseko, khona encwadini yezenzo, uma uLuke eqhubeka eyixoxa le ndaba yokusebenza kamoya ongcwele empilweni zabafundi bakaJesu, ufika kuchapter 11. Mhlawumbe uvule khona ngoba useduze lapha encwadini yezenzo. Uma ufika kuchapter 11, ukhuluma ke manje ngokuphenduka kukaKhoneliyo. Khoneliyo wayengesi umJuda, engesiye umpostoli, indoda nje ongayifanisa nathi amaZulu, yayingaphandle kwesizwe saka-Israyeli, ingesiye umpostoli futhi isindiswa kamumva umoya ongcwele esefikile. Uthi ke uPetru kuverse 15 mayese ixoxa indaba kaKhoneliyo, uthi, ngathi ngisaqala ukukhuluma ebatshela ivangeli, umoya ongcwele wehlela phezu kwabo njengalokhu kwenzeka nakithi ekuqaleni. Umoya ongcwele wehlela kubantu bezizwe, waye umRoma uKhoneliyo, abangasiwa amaJuda, wehlela kubantu abangase babapostoli ngendlela efanayo nendlela ehlela ngayo kubapostoli. Ngicathi indlela kaNkulunkulu yokusikhombisa ukuthi leyanto kwakungesiye abapostoli kuphela, eyethu sonke esikholwa uJesu njengoKhoneliyo. Uthi kuverse 16, ngase ngilikhumbula izwi inkosi yalikhuluma ithi, uJohane wayebhabhatisa ngamanzi kodwa nina niza kubhabhatiswa ngomoya ongcwele. UPetrus lento eyenzeka kuKhoneliyo ilento uJesu athi izokwenzeka kuthina, wayifanisa nombhabhatiso kaJohane. Indaba yokubhabhathiswa ngomoya engcwele. Just like bonke ababeza kuJohane babebhabhathiswa ngamanzi, bonke abeza kuJesu babhabhathiswa ngomoya engcwele, including oKhoneliya, abantu abafana noKhoneliyo, nakubona kunjalo. Bese kuverse 17 athi, ngakho-ke uma uNkulunkulu ebanikile isipho njengathi esakholwa iNkosi uJesu Kristu, pho ngiwubani ukuba ngivimbe uNkulunkulu na? Sebekuzwile lokho bathula du, khona abantu ababemphikisa uPetru bethi, wena uhambe waya kubantu bezizwe ubuyenzelani leyo nto? Bathula bathi du, bamdumisa uNkulunkulu bethi, impela uNkulunkulu banikile nabezizwe ukuphenduka, ukuphendukela ekuphileni. Le nto yokunikezwa umoya engcwele into ehambisana nokuphendukela ekuphileni nakubantu bezizwe. Ngelanga owaphenduka ngalo, noma ungazi, wabhabhathiswa ngomoya engcwele, wagcwaliswa ngamandla kamoya engcwele, wembathiswa amandla ngaleli langa owasindiswa ngalo wena. UNkulunkulu wathumela umoya wakhe wazongena empilweni yakho, wamkeliswa amandla, wawambathiswa sengathi ingubo. UPawulu uyayikonfirma le nto mayikufunde livesi lokugcina nje before zidlule phambili ekwachazeni lamandla, ekwachazeni lamandla. Uthi First Corinthians 12 uverse 12, njengokuba umzimba umunye kodwa unezitho eziningi, nakuba izitho zonke zomzimba ziyiningi kepha zingumzimba munye, unjalo ke noKristu. Ngokuba thina sonke sabhabhathiswa ngamoya munye ukuba sibe mzimba munye, noma ngabe singabajuda, noma singamagriki, noma siyigqila, noma singabakhululekile abakhululekileyo, sonke saphuziswa moya munye. Thina sobangaki sabhabhathiswa? Thina sonke. Sonke. Utshela abazana baseKorinte, akekho umuntu osebandleni osindisiwe abhabhathisiwe ngomoya ongcwele. Uthi kwenye indawo uPawulu mayekhuluma ngayo athi, bonke abangenawo umoya kaKristu abasibo abakaKristu. Ngamanye amazwi, bonke abangabakaKristu banaye umoya kaKristu. Amen. Ngakho sisetshisweni leyo ukuthi lesa sethembiso esethu sonke thina esisindisiwe. Manje ke ngifuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi yini lamandla. Angithi bekuthiwe sokwamukeliswa amandla, nizokwembathiswa ngamandla. Yini lamandla? Enzani lamandla? Ngiyafisa ukuthi uzizwe unamandla, uzizwe upowerful. Uyazizwa upowerful? Hayi, abanye abazizwa bepowerful. Zizwa untekenteke. Ingakho unqena nokuzama. Ngoba nje awuzwe ngathi khona into wena ongayenza. Makhulunywa ngezono, awukade zaze ngihlula mina. Usuwaze wakhola ukuthi uyozufa nje, uziyakuhlula futhi ayikho into ongayenza. Uzizwa ubuthakathaka maqondana neyilingo obhekene nazo. Kukhona nabantu abangasindiswa bevinjwe lento, ngiyakhumbula nami nganginjalo. Zazithi iy'ngane esikoleni, ngasindiswa esikoleni ka grade 11 kuno 16. Zazithi iy'ngane kulaba ababesindiswa esikoleni bathi, sibanika until uDisemba lapha. Babona January ukuthi khona lento yabo. Nami ngiyisaba leyo nto. Ngisaba ukuqala into mese kufika imbiyozo kaDisemba ngihluleke. Ngibuye ngoJanuwari sebengikhomba ngemini yo-5 bekubheka sitheni kuwena. Abeze ensinweni ngoba bayasaba ukuthi bazohluleka, bazoyithina iy'nkanuko zabo, bazowathina ama-habits abo amadala, bazowanqoba kanjani? Bazizwa bebuthakathaka, nabazalwane bakhona banjalo sebagcina behleli kuwona abazalwane ngoba bazizwa bebuthakathaka. Ngifuna ukuthi kuwena unamandla. You are powerful. Mhlawumbe ukuthi awazi noma sewulibele. Kanjalo nokusebenzela uNkulunkulu. Khona abantu abanqenayo ukuzama noma yini for uNkulunkulu. Uyasaba abantu ngevangeli. Ngoba mhlamba abantu bayasindiswa makushumela obani abacabanga. Kodwa ngiboni kumina. Hayi ngeke. Bayasaba ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu ebandleni ngoba abantu bakhule enkosini ngenxa yeziphiwo zalabanye abazalwane kodwa okutheni okungakanani okungenziwa yimina. Khona abazalwane abacabanga kanjalo, ngifuna ukukukhumbuza ukuthi unamandla okuzenza zombili lezi zinto. Unamandla okunqoba izono zakho, unamandla okwazi ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu usize. Ake sibabukele eduze la umavesi kwizenzo chapter 1 uverse 8. Kepha niza kwamukeliswa amandla umoya ongcwele esefikile phezu kwenu bese niba ngofakazi bami. Lamandla azonenza nikwazi ukuba ofakazi bami ngoba uJesu wayibona ukuthi ngeke babe ofakazi laba ngalawa wabo amandla enyama amagwala angasuka mphansi bahlakazeka babaleke mase kunzima. Ekhumbula uJesu eboshwe bahlakazeka bonke naba belandela uPetro noJohane bandelele kude eqamama. Wabuzwa uPetro wathi wengathi kodwa wena behamba naye waphika. Waphika ebuzwa intombazane nje ayengeke utho eyayisigqila. Waphika inceke kaNkulunkulu yaphika yaze yathuka inhlamba. Ithukile igcwele uvalo. Wayengeke azabe ufakazi embusweni wamaRoma uPetro. Igwala. Kodwa wayegqola elingcono labanye babengekho nokuba khona ecaleni. Babaleka bagcwala intaba. Uma besuka lapho bayibuyele kwi-carrier yabo ye-fishing bahamba bayoba bayiyeka lento kaJesu le ngoba lento inengozi le. Kyaboswana kyabulawana la siyayishiya phansi nalento babengeke babe bakwazi ukuba ofakazi bakaJesu. Uthi uJesu kubonake nizokwamukeliswa amandla khona nizokwazi ukwenza umsebenzi wokuba ofakazi bami. Amen. Lento kuba ofakazi iphethe izinto ezimbili kuyona engifuna ukuyiveza masinyane. Okokuqala, mawuzoba ufakazi kaJesu kusho ukuthi kufanele ube necharacter ethize. Ngeke ube ufakazi kaJesu oeffective abantu abamthembayo uma ukhohlakele empilweni yakho. Uma uJesu ebathembisa amandla okwazi ukuba ufakazi, wayebathembisa amandla okwazi ukunqoba izono empilweni yabo, babe necharacter ezokwazi ukuba ekafakazi oqandula ikhanda, fakazi othembekile. Ngeke bakholwe abantu ukhuluma ngoKristu owuNkulunkulu ongcwele wena ube wonakele empilweni yakho. Indaba yokuba ufakazi iza nokwakhiwa kweyakho impilo yokuqala. Ngakho lesethemba esikamo isethembiso sokubaguqula amakharektha, sokubenza banqobe izo abathembekile. Amen. Futhi ma ukhumbula lapho esifunde khona kuHezekeli, besho njalo noHezekeli. Mange ithi ngikukhumbuze. Ubethe kuverse 26 wakhona ubethe kuverse 26 ngifake umoya omusha ezibilini zenu, ngiyikhiphe inhliziyo yetshe emzimbeni wenu, nginike inhliziyo yobuntu, ngiyakufaka umoya wami ezibilini zenu, ngenze ukuba nihambe ngeyimiso zami. Niyakuyigcina izehlulelo zami futhi niyifeze. Amandla kamoya ongcwele enza umuntu ahambe ngeyimiso ikaNkulunkulu. Enza umuntu ine izehlulelo zikaNkulunkulu futhi ayifeze. Ma usuwamukeliswe umoya ongcwele, wamukeliswe amandla okunqanda, okuqeda ukugolozela izimiso zikaNkulunkulu. Wena unawo amandla manje okuyinqoba lento ekwenza ungafuni ukuliphila izwi likaNkulunkulu. Unawo amandla okuyinqoba lezi zilingo ezenza ukwenza okuphambene noNkulunkulu kubukeke kukuhle kumnandi kungaresisteki unawo amandla okuresist isono unawo amandla okunqoba izilingo uyakwazi wena you are able ukuhamba emisweni kaNkulunkulu ungakwazi ukuthi no kwinyama yakho kunoweko kwangempela kunqabeko kwangempela ungayigolozela inyama futhi igolozeleke ihlehle ingakho iBhayibheli lithi resist the devil melanani noSathane bese lithini khona uyakunibalekela uyayizwa leyo nto ukacile ma ungasubeke isandla la enqulwini ingahlehla lento le utetela yonke into nje ngoba ulibele amandla nawo lamandla akuwe amandla akwazi ukwenza uhambe eyimisweni kaNkuluNkulu uyigcine izehlulelo zakhe uyifeze ungaphila ubungcwele wena ungakwazi ukuphila ubungcwele nanoma iziphi iyilingo nezono nalezi esezithandele kuwena amahabits amadala asaba yikhokho la ebhodweni lakho engasuki ngamandla kwenyama kodwa ngasuka ngamandla kamoya engcwele awekho ama-addiction angahluleki nxa umuntu esesindisiwe nahlula ama-rehab nahlula abazali ahlula othisha ahlula neyakho imizamo mase kunamandla kamoya engcwele zonke izono ziyanqobeka umuntu uyakwazi ukuhamba eyimisweni kaNkuluNkulu indoda iyakwazi ukuba indoda kaNkuluNkulu sisale emumva iyinkanuko zobudoda umuntu wesifazane uyakwazi ukuba umama intombi eyesaba uNkuluNkulu ephila ngobungcwele kuyenzeka kuyenzeka ngamandla kamoya engcwele nizakwamukeliswa amandla nizokwembathiswa ngamandla enza nikwazi ukunqoba izono eyimpilweni zenu ngakho asingakholwa bathandekayo uma izwe lisitshela ukuthi wonke umuntu unento zakhe nawu nezakho akekho ongcwele uyabazi besikhuluma njalo abantu akekho vele ongcwele nawe uzududuzeka ushushuzeleke esonweni sakho usamukele ukuthi shuthi nami sami lesi vele wonke umuntu unento zakhe nami sami lesi shuthi nje siyototoba naso size siyongena ezulwini ungayikholwa leyo nto amanga lawo aqanjwa usathane ekuthusa ngempama uphethe AK-47 libhodle ibhubesi nawe usubmithe ngempela ngoba walibele amandla uNkulunkulu akunikeze wona no azikho izono okwezakho zonke ungayinquma uyibulale zonke ziyabethela esiphambanweni zonke ziyashiyeka ngamandla kamoya engcwele ngakho iba confident ekulweni nesono ube nento ethi kuwena yes ngingayinqoba ezama izono lama addiction lawa lezinto ezingihlulayo noma sezingihlula iminyaka nginamandla okuyinqoba kuyenzeka ngoba sembathiswe ngamandla then ngefunda ukuwasebenzisa lamandla umoya engcwele yena lo ongamandla ethu usibhalele nencwadi iBhayibheli lamazwi kamoya engcwele liyi instruction manual yokuthi lamandla kuphokani kuwona ukuze abantu bese bekhuluma kokuthepha into it bona bethinta ezinye izinto kodwa sina we tap into lamandla kamoya engcwele makuthiwa plaga donsa intambo yakho yeplagi uyikhume kulanto switch ibutton on ubone kukhanya ngempela empilweni bona noma besuke besho okunye kodwa leyo nto iya-aplaya la umoya engcwele ezwini lakhe uyasifundisa ukuthi lamandla asetshenziswa kanjani mawulitadisha iBhayibheli ulifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu uyathola nokuthi lesi sakhe isono sinqodwa kanjani utheni umoya engcwele ngale yakho into ngoba lezo zinto ayishilo zihamba namandla akhe mawusuzazi usuzenza ubona wenza kwenzeka ngempela musu thatha amazwi akhe ehlangene namandla akhe ubone kiyeka phambili okwangempela endabeni yokunqoba isono amen niyakwamukeliswa amandla niyakwembathiswa ngamandla into esibili eyenziwa ila mandla lawa asinikeza ama abilities iphiwo amandla okwazi ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu ukuze kwakhiwe kulekelelwe kusizwe abantu bakaNkulunkulu mayathi niyakwamukeliswa amandla bese niba abafuni ofakazi bami lento kuba ofakazi sekoqala iphethe ubolwe character ufanele ube nayo ukuze ukwazi kuba ufakazi nasenkantolo akathembakali ufakazi innocent ayi ukuba ufakazi iza nokuthi ekhona phela okufanele bakwenze bona kwakufanele bashumayele ngendaba yempilo kaJesu izinto ayifundisa imisebenzi yamandla ayenza bashumele ngokuhlupheka kwakhe nokufa kwakhe bashumele ngokuvuka kwakhe ekufeni babebizelwe ukufakaza ngalezo zinto siyazi ukuthi uJesu wenzani ngoba lamadoda afakaza siyazi ukuthi wathini ngoba bayafakaza ngalokho siyazi ukuthi wafa okwangempela siyazi nokuthi wavuka ngosuku lesithathu sazi nokuthi wakhuphukela phezulu ngenxa yobufakazi balamadoda bona babebizelwe ukwenza lowo msebenzi umoya ongcwele wayezofika ezimpilweni zabo abanikeze amandla okwazi ukushumayela okwazi ukumemezela baze benze neyimangaliso ezazenza abantu bakholwe ukuthi leli ivangeli elihle eshiyelwa yilabantu liyiqiniso ngempela ubheke noNkulunkulu yabafakazela ngeyimangaliso baze babhala nezwi likaNkulunkulu iTestamente elisha salibhalelwa yibona iyiphiwo lezo umoya ongcwele athi mayifika wayinikeza lamadoda lawa amagwala aphenduka ofakazi abancamela ngisho ukufa kunokuthi bamphika uJesu oPetro babulawa kabuhlungu apostoli bonke weMathayati ngaphandle mhlawumbe kaJohane mhlawumbe owayefele esemdala kodwa bonke abanye babenqunywa amakhanda bebulawa bethelwe ephambanweni ngenxa yobufakazi ngoJesu lawo mandla okwazi ukuyinikela emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu babekezele noma ulethe ubunzima ilamandla umoya ongcwele abanikeza wona nxa efika ezimpilweni zabo amen nathi mase sibhaphathisiwe ngomoya ongcwele ngelanga esindiswa ngalo noma umoya ongcwele thina engasibizelanga ukuba ofakazi ngalendlela bona babebiza ukuba ngofakazi nabo kodwa nathi kunomsebenzi umoya ongcwele afuna siwenze kuneyiphiwo asinikeza zona umoya ongcwele uthe lapha kade kufundela khona ku 1 Corinthians 12 uPaulu bethe ku verse 13 ngokuba sonke sabhaphathiswa ngamoya munye ukuba sibe mzimba munye noma ngabe singabajuda noma singamagreki noma siyiqila noma singabakhululekileyo sonke saphuziswa moya munye sonke sabhaphathiswa ne ngomoya ongcwele sawuphuziswa lo moya ungaphakathi kwethu umoya ongcwele sawamukela lamandla sembathiswa ngamandla bese ku verse 27 manje ke nina ningumzimba kaKristu yilowo nalowo uyisitho nabanye uNkulunkulu ubekile abathile ebandleni okokuqala abapostoli uyayibona leyo nto abapostoli ba umzimba kaKristu nabo babhaphathiswa ngomoya ongcwele baphuziswa umoya ongcwele basebeba namandla okwenza umsebenzi wobupostoli okwesibili abaprofeti babesebenzisana nabo abapostoli iTestamente elisha lingakabhalwa bebeka isekelo zebandla okwesithathu abafundisi abaqhubeka ke emva kokubekwa isekelo befundisa ibandla sekubhaliwe belichazela ibandla belihola ibandla bese kuba yilaba benza imisebenzi yamandla ngeyikhathi abaphostoli bebebaningi abantu ababenza imangaliso kusafakazelwa leli ivangeli elalilisha abanye babeneyiphiwo zokuphulukisa iyiphiwo zokusiza eyiqhubekayo ke zona ngoba ukusiza kuhleze kufunakala ebandleni ukulekelela ngayo yonke indlela ingakho ngiyayi ngithi mina uma kuthiwa khulunywa ngokwakhiwa kwebandla khulunywa ngokusizwa kwabazalwane ukuthi bakholwe baqhubeke ekukholweni babekezele ekukholweni bathokoze enhluphekweni bangahlehlele emumva bakhule enkosini yonke into edingakalayo ukubasiza abantwana bakaNkulunkulu naye laphayana ibalwa la sonke singena khona iyiphiwo zokuphatha administrations ukuhlelwa kwezinto amakomiti ukorganizewa kwezinto ingaba amakomiti eyimali amakomiti omama amakomiti abao-Sunday school abantu abasha noma yini abantu abayihlanganisa ihlangana ngempela isiphiwo esifanayo naleyanto yanikezwa abapostoli lawa amandla enza abapostoli babe abapostoli babe wofakazi iwona lamandla enza abanye babe yabafundisi iwona lamandla enza abanye bakwazi ukusiza ebandleni likaNkulunkulu iwona lamandla enze abanye bakwazi ukukhoordinate izinto nama-administration ahamba nalezo zinto uthi verse 29 ngabe bonke bangabapostoli na bonke bangabaprofethi na cha impendulo cha asibona abapostoli sonke asibona abaprofethi sonke bonke bangabafundisi cha asibona abafundisi sonke bonke bangabenza imisebenzi yamandla no bonke baneyiphiwo zokuphulukisa bonke bakhuluma ngeyilimi cha akusithina sonke esinikwe lezo yiphiwo bonke bayahumusha na no ngakho-ke langazelelani iyiphiwo eyibalulekileyo kanti-ke ngiza kunikhombisa indlela okuyiyona enhle kakhulu bese kuchapter 13 ebatshela ngokuba abantu abanothando basebenzise iyiphiwo zabo ngothando langazelelani iyiphiwo eyibalulekileyo iyiphiwo ezakha ibandla uNkulunkulu anikeze zona lamandla kamoya engcwele eniwamukelisiwe ayiveze empilweni zenu khona nizokwazi ukusebenza umsebenzi wokusiza abantu basindiswe abantu bakhule enkosini sinamandla bazalwane okwazi ukwenza umehluko embusweni kaNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga uJesu esebuyile zagoqa izinto ngokwasemhlabeni sesemazulwini siphelelisiwe isibalo sabantu uNkulunkulu abasindiswe kuyobe kukhona abantu okwazi ukubakhona ukuthi bala eJerusalem elisha basindisiwe sebeyobusa noKristu ngunaphakade ngoba nawe walekelela lo mbuso kaNkulunkulu khona iyitini ezabekwa uwena khona amawindi afakwa uwena khona usimende wahlanganiswa uwena njengoba ithempeli likaNkulunkulu seliphelele umbuso kaNkulunkulu usuwakhiwe wena unamandla okwenza izinto eyidlulayo emathuneni eyi-eternal unamandla okukhontributha ekushintsheni kweyimpilo zabantu ngendlela eguqula i-destiny yabo bangayo esihogweni abantu baye emazulwini wena uyakwazi ukwenza lokho umbathiswa amandla amen. Nawe sonke usho njalo kuverse 13 sonke sabhaphathiswa ngamoya munye uPetru lento eyamenza akwazi ukwenza imangaliso akwazi ukushumayela kusindiswa abantu abawu 3000 avuse nabantu abafile abekezelele nokufa ngenxa kaJesu nami lawo mandla akimi nakuwe sonke sabhaphathiswa ngamoya munye ingabe umpostoli ingabe umprofethi ingabe umfundisi ingabe umuntu osizayo ingabe umuntu okhoordinatayo ingabe ohlabelelayo ingabe owenzani sonke sinamandla afanayo awu bazalwane niyayizwa ni lento awukho ntekenteke wena khona izinto eyila kuwe bathi dynamite power amen. Manje suke sibaye kanti amagama ethu la iy'logan zethu lezo sembathiswa amandla sigcwalisiwe ngamandla ukuze sikwazi ukunqoba izono zethu sifunde sikhule ebungcweleni sembathiswe ngamandla sigcwalisiwe ngamandla ukuze sikwazi ukumsebenzela uNkulunkulu ey'mpilweni zethu ngakho sisukumeni bangcwele sibe confident ngisaba ukuthi abantu bazothini uthemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu othe unamandla uzokusiza futhi ukwazi ukuwasebenzisa. Amen. Asithandazeni.